Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet
I'm amazing why. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure, as always, to hang out with you. We got our good buddy Josh Costell back on the show. Josh is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of The Science of Sales Success, the president of, and the founder of Measure Max, and he's our good friend. Josh, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Great to be back.
It's good to have you back hanging out with us again. And, you know, Josh, one of the things that I wanted to ask you about is this whole conversion of our attitude from the Great Recession thinking and then trying to deal with what many people have called the not-so-great recovery. At least that's what I call it. I think that's what a lot of people are feeling, at least right now, the not-so-great recovery. But as the economy rebounds, what I'm wondering is if there are people out there who found a way to survive the recession but may not survive the rebound, may not survive the expansion, meaning that they continue to be hunkered down, they continue to be to not believe what they're seeing in front of them, and maybe they continue to make excuses, and they may actually have survived the recession and not the recovery. What do you think?
That's a really good point, Jim, and one of the keys is, you know, how do you time any needed investment of resources with your customers' plans for the recovery? And I think one of the things now that needs to be done is you should be getting to your customers and talking to them about, you know, first and foremost, what are your expansion plans? You know, if things bounce back, and when they bounce back, you know, everybody has pushed productivity to the point where you're cutting muscle. There isn't a lot of that in most organizations. So there's pent-up demand. Will there be new hiring? And these are the questions that you should be asking your customers right now. You know, at what point are they going to reinvest? At what point are they going to try to take advantage of the fact that there's, you know, new or less competitors in their segment? You know, as you mentioned, the recession weeded out a lot of the inefficient ones.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're meeting with your customers, now's the time to do it.
You're saying the best way to get yourself sort of grounded in what the reality is to spend more time not just serving customers, but talking to customers, asking them. Don't just ask them about today. Ask them about what they're thinking about tomorrow.
Exactly. What we refer to it is their planning session. You know, can you be on a joint planning session? Can you sit with them and say, okay, you know, what does it look like for the next 18 months? How can I support you better? You know, if you're planning on doing this, what do you see our role in that? And those questions will really, the answers to those questions will give you runway on what sort of investments you might be needing to make. And also, if you're in a market segment where that customer is doing that, more than likely their competitors are doing that also.
Right.
Giving you better insight into what's happening in the industry.
Well, this is very important because this goes back, Josh, to something I've talked about. I think you and I may have even talked about this together in the past. And this is the part about becoming an integrated vendor, an integrated partner with your customers. Don't just serve them, but make sure that whenever they're planning their future, they want you to be there at the table because you're filling a key role in their future. When you can get to that level, that's when you know you're the one that the competitors are shooting at instead of the other way around.
Exactly. It's, you know, what you and I, like you said, have spoke about. It's the transformation from becoming a product expert to a market expert.
Right.
And a customer expert.
Mm-hmm.
And customers don't have features and benefits. They have goals.
And pain.
Right, exactly.
that they want you to help them with. Josh, give us your website, please.
It's www.measuremax.com. And it's the Science of Sales Success. It's on Amazon and other places.
Still a good book, folks. Check it out when you get a chance. 20 till. Right back with Josh Costell after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
You only live twice. Do it or die.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.